It's very late. Won't you come to bed?
Not yet.
Do you mind if I sit? Lovely cool air after the heat. I really don't know how you've managed it.
What do you mean?
Such a lovely garden in this dry, desolate place.
Yes, but there is a burr hole, you see. Endless water bubbling out of it.
How fortunate.
And then it's mostly Samuel, of course.
Samuel?
Yes, he knows so much. He plants everything at night.
How extraordinary.
When the moon is waxing or when it's full.
And he believes that it makes a difference, does he?
Yes, he does. Oh, my hem is all wet and muddy.
I see that you're not wearing mourning. Oh, I realise that in a place like this it might be difficult. But you might at least wear something a little more muted in tone.
It offends you, does it?
It's just that it's hardly suitable.
Well, at least you are dressed very suitably and soberly, and I suppose this is how it should be.
What do you mean?
I know you've always been so fond of him. After all, it was you who introduced us.
I hardly remember.
But surely. I mean, it was quite an occasion. He was the first man you ever brought home to tea.
A friend. He was only a friend.
But of course. I'm merely saying that you were very fond of him. And after all, you have so much in common. Your many charitable deeds. Your interests in the essayists.
All those evenings when John visited us, you never said anything.
What should I have said?
That you were in love with him, surely.
Well, I was hardly that. I was fond of him, of course. We all were.
But if you married him...
I told him quite plainly. He said I would come to care for him in time. And then, of course, he was so desperately set on me.
But why John, if you didn't have any particular feelings for him? You could have had anyone.
Where would I have found him? You know how jealously Father guarded my virtue. No man was good enough. But he didn't mind John. Oh, but after a while, I did care for him. A good deal. And I began to respect and admire him. Very deeply.
You're such a good man. So much he could still have done.
Quite right. If only he hadn't lost his hat. Well, he might still have been alive. You know, it was the most hideously hot day we'd had all year. Even early in the morning, one could hardly breathe. Even the slight breeze felt like fumes from a furnace. I closed the shutters and stayed in bed. But he walked a long way, without a hat, in the midday sun. I don't know why he had to do that.
Surely you're not blaming him. I'm quite sure it was a call of duty. His own welfare would have been his least concern. I know him. Knew him.
It was hardly a matter of urgency. He might have waited a few hours at least. He was only going to have a conversation with a missionary. At midday.
But what are you trying to say?
Nothing. Nothing at all. It's just all so unnecessary.
Poor May. It must have been such a shock.
Yes. I waited and waited that evening. Until very late, I was becoming quite frantic. At last, I sent Samuel to look for him.
Don't think about it any more. It will only distress you.
I told you that when he hit his head when he collapsed from the heat, he had the most terrible wound.
I'll go in now. I really need some sleep.